Tonight I want to speak about an very important inyan. Chazal in a number of places consider it a yesoid ha-yesoidus. And yet surprisingly enough, in all the years I never spoke about it here. I always hoped that I wouldn't have to. I always felt that maybe it's pasnish to talk to Bnei Torah about this inyan. And Taka doesn't pass, and I have to ask you Mechila before. But a number of incidents that happened recently that compelled me that I must speak about it. After the patira of Moshe Feinstein, Zichrono Livracha, you can imagine there how many stories were told about his godless. This one story, I guess I shouldn't even call it a story, I guess it was one statement that he made that personally left an indelible impression. Ad hayoyim azeh. It's well known how much Rav Moshe suffered by the communist government. The oppression, the humiliation, the fear that he lived with constantly. There were times they actually tried to assassinate him. Rav Moshe went through a Gehenim in Russia in all the years. And he once told someone years later that he's willing to be Meichel, the Russian government, for everything they did. For all the Gehenim, the Tsaris that they caused him. But there's one thing that he cannot forgive them for. Because they caused him to lie. Apparently he had to lie to save his life, to save the lives of his families. And for that he said he can never forgive them. And Ad HaYom HaZeh I'm spoke about that statement. What it meant emes to Rav Moshe. How Rav Moshe lived a life of what David HaMelech said, Sheker Sarnesi Veseivo. He didn't only hate Sheker, but it was an abomination, it was a Tayeva. And you think about it, it's Mavol HaLarayim. How this simple statement speaks volumes of what it means emes. The Gehenim, the Tzaris, he was willing to forgive. But what by him was the biggest tzaris, was the biggest gehenim, that he had to say a lie. How that speaks volumes. How that is enough to give us an incentive to sometimes talk about midas ha-emes. But there's more. There's a lot more. There's much, much more. You look in Chazal. How Chazal spoke about emes. Or beriat ha-kavayachol, the Rebbeinu Shalaylam speaks about emes. The Gemara Pesachim Kuf Yud Gimel says one of the things that Kadosh Baruch Hu Soinon Rachmano Litzlan Gevald, one of the things that Rabbi Shalom hates is a Madaba Echad Balei Ve'Echad Bepeh. It's not even a real sheker, but it's dishonest. Do you hear what sheker is? The Kadosh Baruch Hu hates him. The Gemara Saitim Membeis says one of the things that is not Zaychet to be Mekabel Pnei Ashchina is the shakrin. And worse yet, the Gemara quotes a frightening pasuk: "Doy v'shikarim lo yikoy l'neged einai." As if the Rabbi Shlom says, "I can't look at him. I can't tolerate this person." Shek, what's so bad? Okay, it's a lot of vada, but akidei kach, Hakadosh Baruch Hu soinen, Hakadosh Baruch Hu can't look at that person. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Beis says the Rebbeinu Shlom heard of a sheker and said, "Tzei memechitzasi, go out, I can't look at you." And this is just a partial list. And how about the Gemara in Shabbos Nun Hei, that where the Gemara says, "Chaysama Yishal Hakadosh Baruch Hu emes." The Mahus, the Metzias of the Eibush, there's emes ki ata olikim emes. And you look in the Mesirah Shara and Perikud Aleph. If that's the Eibush, the Emes, so how much the Eibush that can't be Seivel Sheker, how that is the greatest sphere to a Yid, to a Ben Melech. But the Shail is why. Sheker is a lav true, but Akidei Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Soinen Tzeim HaMechitzasi. But what needs the most has the Duch Sach, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Beis, It's not just because Kadosh Baruch Hu can't tolerate it, but it's ke'ilu is oivet avodah zarah. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk. What's shaychus? What's the connection? What's the relationship? Sheker to avodah zarah, rachmana litzlan. And believe me, there's a lot more. Doesn't the Mishnah say, obviously, the beginning, one of the amudei oilam is emes? What is it in emes, in sheker, that is so fundamental, the neshama of Yiddishkeit, the neshama of a ben melech? I always had a different aura. We find in the Megillah, the whole story, Klai Yisrael is in Sakana, and Esther becomes the Malka, and things look great. It's going mamish b'derech nes. She becomes close to Achashverosh, and she starts incriminating Haman, that Russia, and Achashverosh is outraged. Who is that person that does such damage and that's causing you so much anguish? And the pasuk says, she said, Ish tsar v'oyev Haman haro hazeh. Seems simple. She accused Russia, Haman. That's not the pshat. Chazal, the Gemara Megillah Tezayin, says Malamachais Mechabe Klapi Achashverosh. She's going to say Ish Tsar VaOyev is Yu Achashverosh. Ba Malach Vesata Yada Klapi Haman. The Malach hit her hand and she pointed at Achashverosh. Do you hear? Esther was willing to incriminate Achashverosh and lose everything. And the whole plan, the whole build-up would have been destroyed if she would have accused Achashverosh. What would have been? How do you understand that Gemara? How could you do something so senseless, so reckless, to jeopardize life of Klal Yisrael? I'm going to tell you a machshava, I think, that will help us understand this. Sugya gedoyla ma'oid. The sugya of emes. I just learned the Gemara. It's one of many mekoros that I could bring out this point. Gemara in Tainus Yudchef speaks about Nicanor. He was one of the Greek officers with great gaiva. He would point to Yehuda, to Yerushalayim, and he would say, "Emes I tibel b'yaday." When will I be able to destroy Yehuda? When will I be able to conquer Yerushalayim? And the Gemara says the terrible einish that befell him. You learn the Gemara. What's the avla? What's the real avla of this Russia? You think of gaiva? That's true. But that's not the real avla. The real avla of this Russia was he wasn't living in the world with the Rabbi Nishalayim. He's going to destroy. He's going to do what he wants. He's going to destroy the Abish's ear. As if he was saying, Ani va'afsiyoid, it's only me. And there's nothing in Yiddishkeit that's such a fundamental mistake as someone that doesn't live with the Abish. You are running this world. You're calling the shots. You could destroy a Yehuda. You could conquer a Yerushalayim. You're not running the show. Rabbi Yisrael, I want to tell you a Maisa Shehoya. I really wish it would be a muscle. My ears. Ba'ozni shemati this shayla. Someone asked me, if you're allowed to sue, if you're in an accident, you're allowed to sue. I knew right away I'm not going to like what's going on. I says, why do you want to sue? I understand. Why, yes, you want to make money. Why not? Why are you asking a shayla? So he says, well, I wasn't hurt in the accident. I say, 1 second, if you weren't hurt, how are you allowed to sue? Well, I could have got hurt. I was in an accident. I says, well, you're not, that's Geneva, you're not allowed to sue. So he says, you mean you hold it's not Kedai? I says, no, I didn't say that. I hold it's awesome and I tell you to do that. You mean you hold it's a shtickle of shayla? I said, you know, I said, it's awesome gama to do that. And then he looked me straight in the eye and he gave me the most sincere musmus I ever received. Are you being mighty laz on Klal Yisrael? Everybody does it. Are you being mighty laz on Klal Yisrael? Oh yeah, I wish this would be a mashal. Oh yeah, I wish this would be just a joke. What's the avla in this person's attitude? That I'm being mighty laz because everybody does it. Let's talk a little more tachlistic. All the shtick and all the dishonesty that goes on, that all too often turns out into a colossal national chil Hashem. What's the real avla in that? Or more midiyayim biyayimai. Someone does something in yeshiva with friends, with parents, and he does what every good American does. He lies. He doesn't chasm, don't lie. He thinks of a good excuse. That's what I've heard countless times. He doesn't lie. He thinks of a good excuse. He makes up a story. Or someone's in a situation, he has to do a big mitzvah, but you know, you have to make a white lie, whatever that means. What's the avla in these situations? Well, you think, what kind of question is that? He wants to steal money from the insurance company. He wants to lie. That's Sheker. That's Geneva. It's true. But you missed the point. The Ikka Chasa Min HaSeif. You know what the avl of that person is? He's living without the Rebbeinu Shalom. He's a Maimon, and he's an Erlich Yid, and he's a Firmer Yid. But with this, quote, business venture that he wants to enter into, he is living without the Rebbeinu Shalom. He's going to make the panasa. He's going to make a few extra dollars. Isn't that basic, Rabbi Say, in our hashkafa, the Gemara in the beginning of Tainis, that the mafteach of panasa is the Yad Hashem? Isn't that integral part of our Muna, the Gemara in Beya Tezayin, Kol Mizayin Oysa Shal Adam Ketzuv Alayim Rosh Hashanah Ad Rosh Hashanah? And comes along this Chacham and he's going to make a few dollars. In the Eibishter's world, in the world that the Eibishter controls every pruta, that long before this accident there was nigza exactly how much money you're going to make. Oh, of course you have to make a shtadlus. But think of the shigoyin. Think of the insanity in this person's approach. He'll do an issa or isurim. That's his shtadlus to make money. Ay, ayal al adas. But that's what it is. If you look deeply, that's the root of the problem. He's temporarily putting himself in a world, rachman al etzlan, of ani afsi oid, that's comparable to the Gemara in Tainus, that nicknamed it. Can anybody make a pruta? Can anybody make a penny in this world if it doesn't really belong to him? The Rambam in his Savot to his children devotes a good part of it to Emma. His Lashon, the words are priceless, like every other word of the Rambam. He implores them, Ohavu ha'emes va'atzedek uvehen tidbeku ki satzlichu bem atzlacha v'hu kebayin al-chalomish. What you build, what you do in life, what you invest in emes, that's going to bring dividends. Because that's what the Eibishter's world operates on. Because the Eibishter's emes, chesoma yemes, and this world operates on emes. And then he pleads with them, son Eibishter, Hasheka, Ra'ovel, Valtisav, Lemishinayim, don't be lured by its temptations, by its appeal, by its glitter. Yeah, you'll write a few dishonest statements, you'll change a few numbers, a few dates. That's the way you're going to build, that's the way you're going to bring money into your house. And then he writes to them, Vilchein, Yinam lachem ha'emes va'tzedek afilu shenirah shetafsidu v'ay. You think you're going to lose. Everybody's doing it, and you want to be honest, you're going to lose. Chas v'shalom. That's your ederech ha'chaim. Yoytzim en ha'shekel v'oval shenirah shetavichu v'ay. And then he teaches the pasuk in Mishlei, Chav Gimel, V'chein oma chocham b'musray emes k'nei v'al timkur. That's the Rambam's shot. The other Rishonim learned differently. The Rambam's etzah to his children, and we're all children, is live emes t'kin. Fight for the emes, be moisa nefesh for the emes, pay money for the emes, k'nei al timka. Don't give up emes under any cost, in any situation. You know why? Because that's the only way to go through this world. If you believe this is the Eibishter's world, if you have the basic in Emuna, that's the only way to go through this world. Once heard from Chasheb Zuchayna Levracha, told us that his Rebbe, the Briskirov Zuchayna Levracha, after the Muhammad, he lived with terrible dachkes Hayadua. And Adam Godel came to the house and saw not only the Rav's dachkes, but there were children, young children in the house that were living the Eirim of the Chayseko. And this Godel knew that the Rav was entitled to money from the Polish council. They gave money to the Polish refugees, and the Rav was entitled to it. But the Rav held it wasn't 100% kosher, and it's kedayer. But he said, kedayer to learn the Rav's godless. Because the chad b'dori, what it means, kosher again. And this wasn't kosher enough. But this Godel that visited was so molly achmanis on children, little children. So he says, Brisk Rav, ich weiß nicht eire hetze. Of the cheshbon von kinder, at the expense of children, you don't take money and you live in such abject poverty. So the Rav, without thinking, called out, Ani maimin b'muna shalema, that every proof that I'm supposed to get, I'm going to get. And I'm not going to get it by doing something that I feel is not justifiable. You know, you hear that story, and of course you nispal from his erlichkeit in Mormon, which is true, but that's not the godless. The godless of that maisa is the Biskirov's emuna, because he lived in the Rabbeinu Shalom's world. And he won't lose a pruta if he does the right thing. And he certainly won't gain a pruta if he does the wrong thing. The Gemara in Soita Daf Tes, talking about a different Indian grada, but Kolanoisin, about a Soita, so Kolanoisin Eina B'masha Eina Shaloi, if someone tries to get what's not rightfully his, not only Masha Mevakesh Einoisin Loi, not only he doesn't achieve what he's trying to do dishonestly, but worse, Mashabiyodai Noitlinimena. I think this is halacha for each and every one of us, not just for a Saita. Because for someone that has the basic in Amunah, knows we can't take what's not ours. You don't lose by doing the right thing, and you certainly don't gain by doing the wrong thing. And I'm always spoiled from the Lashon HaGemara. Here's a person that's doing wrong things and getting his hands on something. So what should the Lashon HaGemara have been? Masha Natal, Lainis Kayim Biyadai. Look at the Lashon HaGemara. Einoisnanoi. The Gemara is calling out, Rabbi Yid, you can make 100 ishtadlis, but it's not in your hands. There has to be an asina from the Bari Olam, because the Rabbi Yishlam controls this world. You chap this, you do this. You think you have it, and we're going to take it away from you? Nothing doing. You don't have it. There has to be an asina. Every pruta has to go with an asina. Think about that. It's a gewaldige insight in the way the world operates. Because panos is b'yad Hashem, and only the Eibishter gives. And the only thing that shtiklach give a person is agmas nefesh. There's a lashon of the Zohar that's quoted in the Svarim. Less emuna b'loi emes. There's no emuna if there's no emes. And then the Zohar adds, Ihu emes, ihu emuna, emes and emuna is all one. Ki soyamim hashnayim yachtav. Emes, emuna is hainu hach, it's inseparable. I don't know oimik of Zohar HaKadosh HaShtetzach, but I see the pashtus. I see the hadracha d'aloch l'maisa for each and every one of us. If a person lives with emuna, if a person is a maimin, then inevitably there has to be emes. Because the Maimon realizes no one gets by doing things that are wrong. Emes and emun is hainuha. There's no emunah if it doesn't manifest itself in total emes. Because if someone is not emes, that means he doesn't have emunah. You're calling the shots. You're running the show. You forgot about the Ribbono Shel. You forgot about Chazal and that the Mafteach of Vanasa is the Yad Hashem. The Briskerov's godless was his Amunah. And the Teitzah was his Emes. And you know something? Let's put it a little on this. Someone who has Amunah has to be Emes. Because Chazal say, Ein Adam Choyte V'loy Loy. A person's not foolish enough to do an Aveira if he won't benefit. And the basic of our Munah is, you don't benefit from doing the wrong thing. So why be a Shaita? Why be Choyte if V'loy Loy, if it won't result in any profit? That's why Emes and Amunah is so intertwined. A Maimon realizes that what's not yours you're not going to get. Now, approximately 50 years ago there was a tumult about making an Erev in Manhattan. Rabban Zichron Livracha held it wasn't feasible halachically and he came out against it. So his loyal advisors, the people in the yeshiva, says this is going to be costly. Who lives in Manhattan? All the gevirim that support your maises, they support Lakewood and Chatzmai and all the other institutions that Rabaron was so deeply involved with. So Rabaron was incensed by that suggestion. And he said, let the yeshiva close, but I won't deviate from the emes of halacha. That's the godless of Rabaron's emunah. You hear? That's emunah, Rabbi say. Rabbi Aaron was willing to forfeit his desperately needed funds for the yeshiva, which often almost closed because of lack of funds. Because he had a munah that it's not going to happen. Nothing's going to lose. You don't lose by being emistic. And you certainly don't gain by deviating from the emes. Taka, Rabbi Aaron often said that pasuk, Shekes aneses aveya. He couldn't tolerate any emes. That was his munah. Because he lived with the Ribbono Shel Olam and nothing justifies Sheker. The Tana D'Eliyahu Zutta Perek Gimel writes a statement that I think we have to understand. HaKol Bara Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamai Chutz Min Midas HaSheker. Sheker does not play a role in our world. Is it Shaykh that we gain by doing Sheker? Today we hear, you have to do a mitzvah. No, so you do this lie and this cheshbin. Does it make sense? Can sheker become emes? Can an aveir become a mitzvah? Someone once asked Rabbi Yankov. He wanted to take off Purim to travel with his family to sue this Purim, but the firm was very busy. They wouldn't allow any days off. If someone was sick, no, but no days off. So he came to Rabbi Yankov and say that he's shvach. After all, he fasted yesterday. So Rabbi Yankov looked at him in amazement and said, I don't understand. Sudas Purim is a mitzvah derabbanan. Shek is a deraisa. Is that what the Eibishter wants? Okay, he told him he should make the sud in the morning. But that's Das Torah. That's the neshama of our Torah, Kedoshah. And if I may say so, that's the neshama of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Emes. Chesomai Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. And you bring the Ribbono Shel Olam a mitzvah that's geboit on sheker. But there's more to this. There's a whole another dimension in the Emes V'Amuna, which is so, so intertwined. The Medrash in Yalkut Shemayni in Parshas Noach. It's also in the Sheikh HaTayv in Tehillim Zayin. Tells a seemingly strange story. Noach was filling up the teva, and Sheker comes along, says, I want to come into the teva. And this is all, you can look in the Shemayin, this is exact lashon. So Noach says, I'm sorry, in the Teva it's only Shnayim, Ish and Ishli. You have to have a peer. Reich, Ravelach, Bas Ben Zugay, bring a Shidduch and we'll talk. Zot Chazal, Holach, Sheke went out, Umatza, Es Pechsa. Pechsa is damages, losses. The Tilim, the Yalkuts in Tilim's Lashon is more frightening. He found Me'era V'Klola, found even worse. And he came to Noach, I have a Shidduch. I'm Sheke. My Shidduch is either Pechsa, losses, damages, or Nacherga, Klola. And they made a deal. So the magistrate deal was, whatever you gain by Sheke, me, Pechsa, or Nacherga, Klola, I'll take. And Chazal continued. One day, Sheke comes along and says, wait a minute, I've been working for years. Where's the money that I earned? So Pechsa says, what do you mean money you earned? That's the deal we made. Whatever you earn, I get. Zokti Chazal teach the Pasuk in Tehillim Zayin. This is the way the Eibishter made the world. Hara Omo Vayolet Sheker. There's an eternal agreement between Sheker and loss. You make what you want, but don't forget, I get it all. If you ask me, did this really happen? Is it a marshal? I don't know. Chazal say it. Maybe it really happened. Maybe it's, I don't know. But one thing I will tell you, and I want you to never forget this. This is the metzias of this world. This is the metzias of the Eibishter's world, that the Eibishter is kulay emes. That whenever there's sheker, there's going to be pechsa. Halavai only pechsa. You got a flat in your car, or there's a leak in the sink. Unachag rachman otzlan, klala, doctor bills, hospital bills, rachman otzlan. Does this need a hezba? Do I have to bring a raya to this chazal? The Rebbeinu Shloim, it's his world. And like Tanan Belayo said, the Eibishter didn't create sheker. But we have bechira. You can make sheker. But that's the way the world works. Sheker will never materialize. Sheker will never yield a profit because Pechs is right behind there. Does it make sense? Does it make sense that something that is so hapach ratzon Hashem, sheker, the Eibishter says, Tzeim and chitzasi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu soinan, lo yikam l'neged einai, and that's going to decide things in this world? The chinuch in mitzvah ayin dalid, his lashon is should be required reading. Hasheker nisa'ei be'enei hakol ein dover mos mimenu v'me'erev haklala be'beis ayahavav. That's the result of sheker. B'nei she'Hashem keil emes v'chol hashe'itay emes v'ein habracha mitzuyah v'chol ella be'estames eilav. The only bracha, the only atzlach is emes. And then he concludes, and I'm not going to read the lashon. Avam misha shemaisa behepach midaisav. What's going to happen, Zokte? Ma'ora, klola, daiga k'tata tsar. That's just rephrasing the lashon of the Chazal. Because if you realize we have a moon that this is the Eibishter's world, then it has to be emes. I once asked another God Lashaila. I had to Lashaila Mamanis. I wasn't sure if it was really Eisgehalten. So he told me, you know, it's very interesting. I had the same Shaila, and I used to be Mekel, and then I sought the Chush. One child got sick. I had a very big expense at home, an unexpected expense. And I realized that because I'm being Mekel, and it's not Kasher Gel. I was despoiled from that Yid Amunah. From that Yid Klarkite in the Amunah, that money came in, and probably it's okay, but he saw that eternal agreement between Sheker and Pechsa, and it can't last. I'll ask, why is there a world out there that's a full Eskarim? That's where Amunah begins, everybody says. That's where the Yisoid of Yiddishkeit has to play a role in our lives. We don't want to talk what's going to be. But that's the way the Eibishter made this world. Sheker yields just like the Chinuch writes, and I don't want to say it again. Look in the Be'er HaGoyle, Chayshim Mishpatim, Shin Mem Ches, how he pleads with us, and he curses us with Doiris. I saw so many people building glorious homes, futures on money that's not Erlich, and nothing remains. That's halacha l'maisa. That's one of the fundamental principles in Yiddishkeit. Kushta koi, shikra loy koi, like the Gemara says. There's a famous story told. I hope it's just a joke. Someone came to a government office. They asked him, "How old are you?" She turns to his friend. "What do I say? If I say I'm older, so I'll get benefits quicker. If I say I'm younger, I'll have other benefits. What is more beneficial?" So the person says, "Wait, one second, why don't you say your real age?" "That's not a havmina. A real age, the emes." There are many people in this world that have the same attitude. Emes ahin, emes aher, what do I gain more? It's not just a chesar in an emes avoisai. It's a flaw in a person's emunah. You're going to say something that's sheker? You're going to ganva and you're going to make money? Is there anything that is so ogefrekt in our amuna that you don't make money, which is, comes from shekel or gizela? Today we hear terrible chil Hashem what goes on. Rav Schwab once said in the Webster's Dictionary there's a verb, to Jew. And they define that word, to Jew, the verb, to cheat, to be engaged in sharp practice. Do you hear what the Goyim perceive a year to Jew? And I was thinking, this Tzar HaShchina, Tabayachal, the Tzar HaShchina of this definition, the Shchina that's Kula Yemes, the Shechina that says Tzemer Mechitzasi to someone that does Sheker, the Shechina that says Soin and I hate the Baal Sheker, the Shechina that is Kula Yemes. And today we're living in a time that to Jew is synonymous with Sheker. Bonim Lamokim that are supposed to be Kula Yemes have become identified as Sheker. Oh, how this should hurt a person, someone who has Avas Hashem should be destroyed from such a situation that we live in today. A younger man that he has Avas HaTorah is remarkable. He came to me with a shayla about wearing a yarmulke at work. I told him, I was mekav my Rebbe Zangezun, that we shouldn't be makel b'zman hazeh. He says, "You know something, maybe you're right in halacha, but in my firm it's the biggest disadvantage to wear a yarmulke. Because as the saying goes, watch out from those guys with the yarmulkes. Because they're dishonest." This is where we're holding today. In a world that has associated from a yidden with sheker, can you imagine the Tzar HaShchina to such a statement? Believe me, it hurts me to say this. But it hurts more not to say this. And you think about the colossal Chil Hashem that goes on today. But you know something? That's only the minor problem. You know what's the real problem in all this? It's not Chil Hashem. It's Chil Amun in Hashem. That's the way you're going to make a few dollars? By doing something that is cool, I hate the Ratzon Hashem. Reb Chaim Vital, Sharek Dusha writes, Hamadab Eskorim is Koifa Balekei Emes Umoida Lokeil Ashenikra Lael, I say Ashenikra Sheker. There's so much pashtus to that. You're running the show, you're calling the shots, you're going to make a few dollars by doing something that is sonri by the Eibishter. You're going into your own world. Aniva Avsiyoit. I once said, share about MS. So, an honest person says, "You know, I agree to everything you say. It's a good hashkafa. But in today's world, I tell you, I'm in the business world, you can't survive. You just can't make it if you're honest." I wanted to cry out, Shomei Shamayim. That's the way a Yid talks? That's a shtick, apikurs? In today's world, Rabbi Yisai, today's world and yesterday's world and tomorrow's world is the Eibishter's world. And for thousands of years there's been an agreement that Shikra only brings Pechsa or Rachmana L'Tzlan Tchlala Ma'ara. And he can't make it in today's world? It's not just the Shaila of Emes, of Geneva, but there's no Amunah. Well, today's world is no more the Eibishter Chas V'Shalom. You know what today's world is? Hara Amo Vayolet Sheker. That's today's world. I saw the Peleoyet. I couldn't believe it. And Erech Masav Matan says in his time people said this. And how he attacks this idea. A baron once saw an advertisement for Lakewood Yeshiva with a letter, and he says, no, I'm not sending this out. Why? Because you wrote that they have kach v'kach talmidim, and just today someone left, so there's one less than the amount you wrote. So the person thought he was joking. He says, what's the difference? He goes, mibayit nish tayre mitsheker. Another time he saw a picture of the yeshiva, and there was a tree there. He goes, where's that tree? He goes, who cares? It makes me, I'm not lying. I'm just playing. He goes, that's sheker, and we don't buy tayre with sheker. That's Rabbi Aaron's emunah, Rabbi Yisai. That sheker is churban. You don't build with sheker. And isn't that pshat in the Gemara? Isn't that pshat in all the Gemaras? A person does something wrong, or writes something wrong, or says something wrong. Are you going to gain a chut hasayir? Basic emunah dictates ein adam chaytiv alay loy. It's not just a shayla of sheker. That goes to the very basic yilukayfa be'ikka. Like Reb Chaim Vital writes, you are now deening an avodah zarah called sheker, but you are kayfa in Hashem already. Because that's the way the Eibishter made his world, that the Yisrael is sheker hara va'om va'yolam. You can't gain with sheker. And I really believe that's the message, that's the pshat in the Gemara Megillah. Esther realized this is a very, very challenging moment. If she'll point to Achashverosh, she might lose everything. But if the point not to Achashverosh is sheker, can you save a Klal Yisrael with sheker? Can anything beneficial result in sheker? And instinctively, our heart says we can't say sheker. Because sheker is what the Eibishter said, I can't be soivel that. Same in Mechitzasi. You have to have a malach coming along and pushing your hand. No, in this case, maybe that's also emes. Whatever the cheshbon is. Rav Moshe's biggest gehenim was that he had to lie and temporarily leave the Rabbanei Shlomo's heilig veld and enter the veld called sheker. That's why he wasn't meichel then. And I'll tell you something else. That's why he was zeichet to be the paisik hador and the tzaddik hador and the goyin hador. Because the biggest binyan is emes. Moshe Emes v'sayrasay Emes, how that describes his life. The Gemara says one of the Yid's most important shlichas is a sosa v'nesata b'emuna. And everybody asks, what's the lashon b'emuna? You have to be honest, okay? A sosa v'nesata b'tzedek. What's the word emuna? It's very pashit. And not only is it pashit, but it's a mavel dike etza, a practical advice in surviving in this world of sheker. If you have a emunah, if you realize, like the Zohar says, emes v'emunah is so closely related, or better yet, is intertwined, then there's no nesayin. Because sheker just brings tzaris. The way to live, to be nesosav and nesata, is to live with emunah. Because when someone writes or does something that's dishonest, it's not only an asayin in midvashet ketircha, but that's a bezayin in anoichi Hashem aleikecha. You're going to write something and you're going to change the way the world operates. It boils down to a yesayin in emunah. And a chasayin in emes is a chasayin in emunah, like the Zohar says. And a yid says, but how do I make it in this world? It's the business world. Everybody does it. And you can't survive without it. Zog the Gemara, you know what the Eitz is? Nasasav and Nasata b'amuna. Where's your amuna? Yitaya, where's your amuna in Hashem? That's the way you're going to survive? By doing sheker? Over the years, we were zeicha to speak about different inyanim in Torah, avoyde, gemilas chasodim. And this is the first time, the very first time that we spoke about emes. I imagine some of you are thinking, that's maybe a nice shmooze, but it's not really negated to us now. I mean, I'm out in the business world, I'm out in the world of panosa. One day I'll have to get the tape and listen over, right? But now it's just, you know, maybe I'm all with tests, with bus passes, Zain Laharach. I'm all, maybe there's an assayin, you know, you get a guarantee, 1 year guarantee, and you come back 20 years later and it gives you change the date. You know, maybe that's where it's negaya. If you're thinking so, that means you missed the whole point. Because this is not exclusively for people in Panasa. This is one of the Yisoides of Yiddishkeit. Rabbeinu Yoinin Shari Tshuva Shari Gimel Ois Kuf Peidal says a remarkable, remarkable statement. And he says, how could it be Chazal say that Gneva's Das is worse than Gneva? Because Gneva's Das is a breach in the Yisoid HaNefesh called Emes. V'nitzchayavnu al gidri ha'emes ki hu mi yisoidei ha'nefesh. Genev is bad, but a breach in emes is a breach in the yisoid ha'nefesh. Oy tayer boysai, how I could give you mishalim, pratim, pshatim, mishalim. How true that is. How emes, an attitude of emes, a sinner for sheker is miyisoidei hanefesh. Bein adam lamokayim, bein adam lachaveyay, and probably most important, bein adam laatzmoy. People do all sorts of nonsense, of tipshis, and they think doing the biggest mitzvahs because they fool themselves. They're not honest with themselves. Yeah, bein adam laatzmoy is probably the most important incentive in being emes. But that's not my point today. Because the emes is for a businessman, there are other nesiyonos. Gezeila sheker chil Hashem. But for us, it's basic Yiddishkeit. It's emun in Hashem. Because a slight deviation in emes means you're leaving the world of the Ribbono shel Olam. Baruch Hashem was steiging in Torah and Avodah. Are we focusing on what Rabbeinu Yoinu calls the Ikki Yisoid HaNefesh? The Chazinish in Emunah B'Tochen, Dalet Yud Gimel, writes, Royu L'Kvoya HaDiba B'Midas HaEmes HaMasukona, that wonderful Midah of Emes, B'Midas HaShek HaMakulkola, a person has to talk about it, Ki Chazal HaChmiru B'Zeh Ma'oid, V'Kilkul HaMotzim Ma'oid, V'Hafseida Atzumim. Oh, there's so many living examples who unfortunately experienced the bitter truth of this. And when someone leaves emes, how sheker controls a person, how sheker swallows up a person and leads him to shoyl tachtias. Do we ever talk about emes? Do we ever hear about emes? But you know, there's another whole reason you have to talk about emes. Because the nesyonos are so overwhelming sometimes. We live in a world, nevach, that with a few words. And you know something, today it's not even enough to even say a few words. A person has to write a few words. Change a date. I don't want to be mayor, but do things right here that are not really so emes. An insurance policy. A warranty, and it means hundreds, perhaps thousands of dollars. They're being Goliath, they have Nishayin, it's been insurance, it wasn't covered, and by writing a word, they gain thousands of dollars. Isn't that a nesayon? And additionally, the old American cop-out, everybody does it. Such a challenging nesayon. Do we ever hear about the importance of emes? Do we ever hear what the Rambam implores us? Live emes, emes kneva al timkar. And befrat in our times, how speaking about emes is so critical. Wherever you go, you see the painful reality, or I should say, the ugly signs of what Chazal foresaw in Ikfas and Mashiach and Saif Saita, her emes tehein ederes. Honesty, integrity is almost bankrupt. I don't want to dignify you by saying his name, but the most prominent figure in American life lied and lied and lied, and no one even cared. What does that do to us? Doesn't the Rambam say that a person is affected by society? And I once read a most prominent writer, and I didn't read this in a paper. Baruch Hashem, I don't read papers. There are too many Masechtas and Shas and Prokim and Mishnayis and Tanakh that I didn't learn yet. I don't read papers. But I read in a Dvar Torah someone once circulated in Shul. Lying is a very prominent figure in American life. Lying has become an integral part of American culture. Ahead. A trait of American character. In Lomdish, that's the mahus of a person, is a zadi sheker. We lie and we don't even think about it. We lie for no reason. And the people we lie to are closest to us. How frightening it is that we live in such a world. We from a Yidden, that we know that honesty is an integral part of a Yid. That honesty is an integral part of a Yiddish character. And we that we learn Gemara and Megillah, that to lie, even to save Klal Yisrael, everybody say, even to save Klal Yisrael, for the most important reason, wasn't an option by Esther HaMalka. And today we live in a society and today I could hear that a Ben Torah that I'm being Moitzi Laz on Klal Yisrael. Why is that? It's because, like the Rambam says, we're influenced by the Sviva, but I think it's more than that, because we don't hear enough of it. We don't follow the Chazenish's wise advice to talk about emes, to show how Torah calls out be Moitzi Nefesh for the emes. Do we ever hear emes kneva al timkar? Do you ever hear that shek is kilu oivet avoy desire? Do you ever hear that ashkofa, that nothing justifies sheker, sudas perm as important as it is, but that doesn't justify lying? Do you ever hear what the Eibishter says, tzei memechitzasi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu soinan? And there are times, yes, I know the Gemara in Bamatziah Chav Gimel, Yivam HaSamach, hey, there are times that a person is allowed to say something dishonest. But look in the Sefer Chassidim, the Tav Sof Reish Samach Aleph, one of the Rishonim. But if he adds, but if someone's an Ish Emes, you can't say no on what's yes, and he'll find it as an Eitzah. Do we ever hear that? That even when you're allowed to lie, Rabbi Yankiv in the Emes Liakim and Parshas Toldos says, each of the others had an nesayon, had their akeda. Avram had his nesayonis. Yitzchak had his nesayon. And you know what Yaakov's nesayon was? You know what Yaakov's akeda was? That Yaakov, being the shtick emes, had to lie in his life. So Bianca says, that was Yaakov's nesayon. That was akeda's Yaakov. Do you ever hear that? Do you ever hear that lichtige hashkafa, that even if you have to lie, you're mechoyev to lie, you have to do it and realize it's an asayin, it's an akeda? If we would hear these things, we wouldn't hear those other things that tear our hearts to pieces. Do you ever hear a baron say, let my yeshiva close, but I won't deviate from the emes? I don't mean there are some things that Rabbanim are matir. I mean things that are sheker, that are not lahalacha. Why does it go on in our times? You know, I spoke to another girl, and this is another reason why I decided to speak about this subject. He was talking with a Ben Toya, Ben Yeshiva, an Erlich Bacha, about a certain decision, and the Emily said, one second, you want to say this and this, but it's not Emes. So this Gadol described it, that the Bacha says, so what? So what? As if that's not a consideration, that doesn't even come into the discussion. Where are we holding Torah, Chigri, Sach, that a Ben Torah doesn't realize that a Yid doesn't lie? Why is that? Something that is so Hepach, Kol HaTorah Kula, and a Bacha could say, so what? We're growing in Torah, but maybe we're forgetting what's the Ikki Yisoid HaTorah. 2 years ago, I bought a cordless telephone. So the man says, well, it has a 1 year guarantee, but whenever you bring it in, don't worry, I'll just write you up a receipt and you'll get a new one. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe my ears are hearing something. Well, what does that mean? I'm not talking about Czechia and Geneva, but to that the Abish says, Ki'ilu oivar avoy desire. And by him, it was so passionate that he had the audacity to tell me to do that. Maybe we're growing with Kala Tera Kula, but we forgot the Ikki Yisoid. And believe me, it pains me to talk negatively about Achenu B'nai Yisrael. But I realize by not talking, it's much more painful. Something that's Ki'ilu Oivar Avay Dezoyah? I didn't even ask him. I said, it's Poshit. A few months ago, I spoke in Borough Park about the union of dealing with the irreligious, the problems, and hopefully solutions. So an Ish Choshev Ma'oid approached me and says, you left that one solution. He's a businessman, and he has met more than one and more than two Friar Yidden that have told him, and I'm not Megazim, I'm standing in the base medrash, I'm not Megazim, that have told him they realize that the Derech HaTorah is the only way of life. But in the business world, it's those religious people that are full of dishonesty. And if that's what the entire world is, then it's not to them. And he begged me, and that's another reason why I'm speaking about this tonight, he begged me to talk to B'nai Torah, and they should realize what's going on in this world. That we're living in a world that a B'nai Torah is synonymous with Sheker. Gevald, where are we holding? For Yankov Avinu, his Nesoyin Achayim was to say the Sheker when he was Mechoyev to. And today a person could say being Erlich means being dishonest. Do we hear enough Nesasa v'Nesata b'Emuna? The Chazon Ish, when he was a young man, his wife ran a store. And she once had a run-in with a customer. They said, we'll go to the Chazon Ish, he'll decide. The Chazon Ish heard and decided that the customer was right. And his Rebbetzin was disturbed. She thought she was right. So he turns and he says, what should I do? What is life worth if you have someone else's penny? Do we ever hear that statement? Do you ever hear that really that's the Gemara, that the first question, like some, is Nesosev and Nesata Bemuna? Rabbi Eliyahu HaPyan was makbid when he davened for the Yom of the Yom Neroyim. Tehine Ya'ani Mimash. Nirash V'Nivchad Mipachad Yoshev Tehilas. He wouldn't say Nirash V'Nivchad because he wasn't trembling at that moment. Do you hear what Ish Emes is? And if you say it, it's fine. That's the Nusach. But we hear shgarim that turn into a colossal chil Hashem. There are many other situations, but I think we could say v'yefs refartem ki rabim heim. But l'chol hapachus, we have to hear more about emes. We have to learn more about emes. We find the Pasha Shemini, the Pasha Vayishma Moshe Vayita Ve'enav. Moshe heard what Aaron said. And like we say, you know, I hear what you're saying. It's not the way Moshe Ve'enav spoke. So Rashi quoting the Gemara in Zvachim Kefalef. Moshe gives a Hoidav Aloi Bois Shomati V'Shachachti. or like the Yikirabu Yudgimel Aleph, Moshe made a mistake. So he didn't say, you know, maybe you're right, Tatka. Hoiti Cruz Lechol Hamachne, he let out a Kolkoira, Ani Toisi Asalacha, the Aaron Achi Ba Velomadli. That's Emes, to be Moidal Emes. Not even to say, you know, you're right. I'm wrong. That was Moshe Emes. Moshe had the courage. Moshe had the Emes to say, Ani Toisi. He put out a Kolkoira and made a mistake. You know, today I see little misunderstandings grow and grow into major machlokes. And you know why that happens? Because people don't know how to say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, it's my fault. And this leads to that, and before you know it, there's a whole war going on. Do you ever hear that a Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Cruz and said, Ani Toisi? Could you imagine how much better our lives would be if we would have those words, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, I was wrong, I don't know the pshat. Can you imagine the Meinod and the Chaveri in that? There's a lot more to say. But let me just suggest, Eitzah Tova. I think it's Ma'at Kamis and Rav Eichus. Spend some time, a few minutes each day, just for a few days, whenever you want. But spend some time following the advice of the Chazon Ish, of learning about Midas HaEmes, seeing what it means, how deep that is. Chaysomai Shal Hakadosh Baruch Hu Emes. And there are so many Svarim Baruch Hashem. I'll just name a few. The Aruch HaSadikim has two Shtiklach. The Seil Shasharim Perek Yud Aleph. The Pelayoyit has two Shtiklach. The Chavetz Chaim has the Kunjus Svas Tamim. There are more. Choose something. And in these days of Emes, the Chesed, the Emes, Yechup HaRavim, let's grow in Midas HaEmes. Let's at least create an awareness on what Emes is for an Erel Chayit. Chazon Ish was once waiting for a minyan. He davened Mincha Gedola, and there was no minyan. There was 9 people. He waited a half hour. This story is printed in the Ma'aseh Ish Chelek Gimel Midrash Tes. And the 10th person came. One of the 10 was of Shmuel Greinemann, his nephew, and he looked at his watch. It's a half hour late. He made an appointment to meet someone in 10 minutes. He thought Mincha would be on time. So he asked the Chazon Ish, "What should I do? It's not important. If I tell him I'm going to be there a certain time, if I daven mincha, I'll be late. But if I leave, you're not going to have a minyan." So the Chazon Ish told him, "There was veist was his emes. Freik nicht as ashayla." When I heard that story, I have to be honest, it was surprising. You know why? You know why it was a shock? Because maybe we don't know what does mean emes. And the story goes, the Chazon Ish lost their minion, and that day he didn't daven with the minion. But to him, it wasn't a shayla. Emes. Chesoma Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. Is there a tzad not to go with the Emes? Maybe we don't hear enough, but thus is Emes. And that's the advice I give you. Learn a little bit about Emes. Let me just leave you with another ma'aseh with the Chazon Ish. This is printed in the Perah Darchei Legimel Amud Chaf. At the time I heard it, I thought it was a gewaldige chiddush. Someone that was very poor, he didn't have mamish what to live on, and he heard about a gemach that was giving money. But the only problem was the gemach was in Tel Aviv, and only gave to residents of Tel Aviv, and he was in Bnei Brak. So I'm sure 10 people told him that it's not only it's on an issa, it's a mitzvah, and a mitzvah deraisa to go, whatever. But he decided to ask the Chazon Ish. So the lashon that's quoted there, Misha the Chazon Ish replied, Misha mekabel al atzmai lave esachayim in midas haemes. If someone accepts to live with emes, yisayu min hashemayim v'hu yavor. If you decide to live with emes, you'll succeed with emes. Time was a gewaldig chiddush, but it's such a pashut zach. Because let's not forget, this is the Eibishter's world. This is the world of emes. Can a person take a pruta without emes? It's poshut. But let's learn more and more what it means, emes. And hopefully our lives will center around that advice of emes kenei va'al timkar.